The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Time for a fine guest live via Zoom. I've got Mona Shaikh. She is a comedian and host of the Minority Reports. Mona, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I love the name of your radio show, Devil Radio. I love that. And got the horns and everything.
I know, we're kind of edgy. At least we'd like to think we are.
I love this so much. Have you heard from the devil?
Well, I am the devil. Some would say. Some would say.
You're a version of the devil. Okay, I get it.
Only my wife and family members, close family, know the truth. Mona, you know, I asked you before you came on board, are we selling anything? Are we moving anything? You said, no, we sold out all the tickets in New York. So nothing to sell here. Just good conversation, I hope. But Mona, I've got to ask you your opinion. The president, Joe Biden, he's going to speak soon, and we appreciate, we're going to abbreviate this if necessary, but build back better. I mean, come on. You're a person that messages. You could have done better. Could you not?
The message of what? Which message are you talking about?
Build back better.
I mean, build back better?
Yes. He's out there on the road. He's going to be speaking in Minneapolis. And build back better. It sounds like, you know, my workout routine, if I did one.
Build back better kind of to me, it reminds me of Brokeback Mountain. Just a tad bit. I don't know if that went through your head, but that was the first thing that came to my head. I was like, Brokeback Mountain? You're like, no, build back better. And I was like, oh, honestly, I feel like the Democratic Party has a real problem with messaging. Their messaging is not solid. They, you know, first of all, the Democratic Party has been a little split up. There's the old Democrats and there's the progressives. So, and the messaging, they just can't seem to, you know, come together, and Build Back Better / Brokeback Mountain is prime example of that.
Now, you talk about progressives. I hear this word used quite a bit. I describe myself as a progressive, yes. But so does Hillary Clinton. And I don't think of myself as being in the same lane, let's say, as Hillary Clinton. We just have different political philosophies.
Yes.
So my question is, how would you define a progressive? Can anyone just grab that label? Because I'm pretty sure not everyone deserves that label.
I agree with you. I don't think everybody deserves it. I would agree with you about Hillary Clinton being a progressive. That is not how I see Hillary at all either. Bernie Sanders is a progressive. AOC is a progressive. I define progressive as someone who wants clean energy, somebody who wants a Medicare for all, somebody who wants equity pay, somebody who believes in gender equality. Those are the things that I, when you say progressive, because I consider myself a progressive, those are the things that go through my head.
But Mona, you've got to admit, it's a little oxymoronic of the president. You know, he's pushing to pass this bigger infrastructure bill, this Green New Deal. And, you know, his solution to increasing gas prices is to release more oil. And I think it's a little contrary. And I didn't see this as a very effective plan, but it doesn't even message very well. You know, it's totally contradictory. Gas prices will eventually go up because they always do. And then yes. Eventually they come back down. And whoever's in charge at the moment gets blamed for the current state of the gas price. But ultimately, if you had an electric car, guess what? You're not going to care if the gas price went up. Probably. Not nearly as much. Right. Is it a mixed message?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a total mixed message. I mean, look, you know and I know that, you know, I can't afford a Tesla right now. I don't know about yourself. Not everybody out there can afford a Tesla. Ideally, I hope that it does get to a point where we can all afford electric cars so we can completely, you know, get into renewable and clean energy. That would be the dream. But you're right. I mean, that is very diabolical. You know what it is? This is the way I see it. You know, it kind of brings me back to that George Carlin thing where they all belong to the same club and you and I ain't in it. And that's what it reminds me of, because it's like, you know, yes, Biden may come out and say, hey, you know, we want clean energy and, you know, we're going to raise the price in the gases, but then you're also releasing the oil. So it's just like, well, you're trying to put up an optics in front of the public that, oh, you really care about clean energy, but then you also got to please your friends who you're breaking bread with, you know, at $1,000 a plate dinner with. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this juggle of trying to please two sides of, like, you're helping out your wealthy friends, but then you're also trying to put up the optics of, like, actually caring. But, you know, I'm just going to say not everybody has the cojones the way Bernie Sanders does. So, you know, that Bernie would never do something like that. But I'm a Bernie bro. So
yes, yeah. Am I. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. She's a fine comedian. She is Mona Shake. She is the host of the Minority Reports. Find it online with a Z. But you said you can't afford a Tesla. You know who else was bemoaning the fact they couldn't afford a Tesla? Yeah. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy during his asinine filibuster, the 8+ hour thing, you know, very proud to have beaten Nancy Pelosi with 8+ hours. And he said, you know, I can't afford a Tesla. But during the course of that 8+ hours, he raised about $400,000.
Wow. So then he can afford not just one, he can afford a few.
Perhaps. Do you find it ironic that we've got these poor, you know, minority leader of the House? How can he get by on $184,000 a year?
Oh, a struggle.
And did you hear he's got a bunk down over at Frank Luntz's house? Frank Luntz, the Republican pollster, has got a fake, a replica White House, and Kevin McCarthy has been staying on his couch. Apparently, wow. To save money, save up for a Tesla.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I smell a lot of BS, don't you?
I do.
I mean, you know what it is? I feel like, yes, look at politicians that make $184,000, but then buy millions of dollars worth of, like, $1 million worth of homes and boats and Maseratis and all these expensive cars. And then you're just like, well, wait a minute, but you only make $184,000. So maybe a House Minority Leader McCarthy hasn't tapped into, you know, leveraging his resources, or unless he is probably leveraging his resources, but playing the poverty game, which I won't be a bit surprised. I mean, all the Republican friends, all the oil friends, they can't just do a little GoFundMe for him? Come on. They can do a little GoFundMe for
just
him.
Just use other people's money. Mona Shake, where can people find your comedy?
They can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mona's Comedy, on Facebook at Mona Shake Comedian, and on TikTok, which I got to be better at, also Mona Shake Comedian.
I'm not even on TikTok. You know, I'm nearly a boomer in that regard. Mona Shake, funny stuff. Thank you so much for joining us today. Sorry to interrupt, but President Joe Biden's got something to say. We'll see if he's funny. Mona, thank you. Fancy Brian will now take President Joe Biden speaking to the nation live from Minneapolis. We'll listen in.